550 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, and joined here today by Kansas Farm Bureau Board of Directors, First District Representative here, Glenn Brunkow, joining us. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is obviously a very important topic here. Senate Bill 32 going through this. It's already passed the Senate here, now going through the House. This is a kind of a health-related bill, not health insurance necessarily, but explain exactly what Senate Bill 32 would do.
Sure. Over the years, we have heard from our membership that health insurance, health care was the biggest cost, one of the biggest hurdles for them. In some cases, I've heard anywhere from $1,000 to over $2,000 a month that they were paying for plans. And given the state of the farm economy and our income, that just was too much. And so we started looking around to see if we could offer it, because Farm Bureau, our basic mission is to improve the lives of our members. And we came up with this healthcare benefit. It's not an insurance. It's a benefit that would be open to all of our members. You'd have to be an association member, but we do. Anybody can be a member. We have voting members who are those of us involved in production agriculture, but we also have associate members, and we sell those to anybody that would like. Memberships range from $45 to $65 across the state. Each county decides what their membership cost is going to be. This healthcare benefit, and why it's a healthcare benefit, not insurance, is that each person that comes in is individually rated. And that means if you've got a pre-existing condition coming in, you'll be rated. And it may be that there's a waiting period. It may be that there's stipulations on that. And each member of a family is rated. So it may be that, you know, a family of four, mom, dad, and the kids come in. Dad has a pre-existing condition. It either has to wait a little while, or it may be cheaper for them to go through the ACA. But what we're seeing with our members going through the ACA is most of those don't qualify for subsidy. Just by the way that they account for farm income, most of our members didn't qualify, but yet the cost was so prohibitive that we're seeing a lot of our members go without health care. So this health care benefit would act just like the insurance that we're all used to. We'll have a robust network of providers. There'll be co-pays, deductibles. You'll pick out your plan. It'll pay for your prescriptions. It'll pay. We see eye care and dental being part of it. But the biggest difference is that we rate it, and your dues or the cost will be based on your rating. Now, once you're in there, and if you get cancer or some other condition, you're part of our group. It won't affect your premiums, and it won't we won't kick you out. As long as you pay your dues and pay your premiums, we won't kick you out. But like I said, we were seeing our members paying way too much for health care insurance, and this should produce a reduction of 30% to 50% based on what they're paying through the ACA right now.
I guess maybe the one criticism that's been coming in from the other side is that it doesn't cover people with pre-existing conditions.
Right. And to keep the costs low, that's what we had to do. We had to rate. And we're very aware of that. And it doesn't mean that they'll be not allowed in. It may be at a higher rate when they come in. It may be with a waiting period. And it doesn't mean that they won't be able to get health care insurance, because they can still get health care through the ACA. We're just trying to provide a lower cost option for our members, and especially for our younger members that are healthy and just starting out in agriculture, may not have the resources to pay the higher premiums.
We were talking a little bit off air here ahead of the show, and you said that this has worked successfully in other states.
Yeah, Tennessee has done this for over 70 years. It's a great product that Tennessee offers, and they've been through it, tested it, and they know how it works. Iowa just started last year, showing a lot of growth there, and there's other states that are looking at it with us. But those are the two that probably have the most experience.
Okay. Obviously, to do something like this, there's a lot of capital, I imagine, that is involved. How do you keep something like this funded and keep it going?
Sure. We're going to partner with a third party to start out with, somebody that has a lot of experience in it, somebody that knows what to do, and we're going to tap into their network, tap into their resources. Kansas Farm Bureau is association, we have the resources to fund this. We have the resources to back this up.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Glenn Brunkow of Kansas Farm Bureau here. Senate Bill 32, obviously it passed the Senate in February here, 28 to 11. What hurdles do you see maybe as it goes to the House?
Sure. The hurdles have been primarily partisan. Of course, the ACA is something that's very important to the Democrats, and we understand that. We just saw the need to provide a better option for our members. Of course, we have some other opponents that are in the healthcare industry that stand to lose some of their market share and are upset about that. But just getting the word out and the information out about what this is the most important thing.
Now, I'm curious here, too, because of if you don't carry insurance, there's the penalty that you can end up having to pay at tax time. Would having this coverage avoid you from having to pay that?
Well, the penalty was actually suspended last year.
Okay.
The Trump administration that came in got rid of the penalty, and that's why we saw a lot of our members go ahead and get rid of their – and in many cases, the penalty was actually less than it was to pay the premiums. I know of one member in North Central Kansas who's 43, and that age is really important. He's 43, came home to farm. He's single, can't afford the health care, the health insurance premium, went without it. His father had his first heart attack at 42. Hmm. So, you know, you're kind of playing Russian roulette with will something happen to me? We all know farming and ranching is a dangerous occupation, too. So going without health care, that's a pretty big risk.
Yeah, and a lot of these are self-sustained operations here, but also they employ people. And so in order to – I know that's another cost mm-hmm. on its own here to buy health insurance.
Sure, and that will help the farmer and rancher with one or two employees, too. This is a low-cost option that they may see for them, too. A lot of us also, the other side of it, my wife works off the farm primarily for insurance. And, we'd sure like to be able to bring our spouses back home. I sure could use the help, especially this winter. And I know that she would love to be home helping. And so if we have an option that doesn't cost 40%, 50% of our income, then that would be good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Glenn Brunkow after the break here. News Radio KMAN.